Good morning.
Good morning.
There's no place I'd rather be. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning. If I don't know you or haven't met you, my name's Amy, and I'm a staff here at Ashworth. And I'm excited to be speaking this morning. If you'll notice, look around the room, Brent and Ryan are gone. They ditched me this weekend. They're both out of town. I was like, we made it through this election week. Here we are on the Sunday after. I think they did this intentionally. How will Amy manage the tension and all the feelings? But here we are. Yeah, leave a woman in charge. I do want to name this morning that just as we begin, like, we made it through the week, but there are probably lots of feelings and experiences happening in the room you're walking in this morning. Some of you were up late celebrating. Some of you are struggling. You're confused. And it's good. I just wanted to name those feelings. It's good for us to be active and engaged in our neighborhoods, in our community, in our local, in our national government. It's good for us to be engaged citizens and good neighbors and to care about our nation and the world. And then we also hold all of that in light of the fact that we are citizens of the kingdom of God as well. And so this morning, we hold those things. I hope no matter where you are or how you're coming in this morning, I believe God wants to speak to us. And there's a word that he has for us this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we've been talking for a number of weeks. We've been going through this Unpause series. And in the midst of this strange season of COVID, of being on kind of having to be on lockdown in some way, right? Or it feels like that. There's been so many things that have had to pause in our lives. We've had to pause school and pause work in its normal fashion and pause all kinds of things, gatherings, and there's lots of pausing that's happened. And so this whole series has been to encourage you to not pause your faith, to not pause your relationship with God, and not pause your spiritual life. We don't have to do that. And so we talked remind you from the very beginning, Brent talked about Ezekiel and started us off by talking about dry bones and how God brings dry bones to life, and where we've been hopeless, he brings hope. And then Ryan reminded us that God is always at work. He's always working, and in whatever season, he's working, and we get to join him. And then Brent encouraged us to listen to God's word, that God still speaks no matter the season, and we should still listen and be challenged by what he's saying. And he talked about how we need to get out of the boat. We got to be willing to take risks like Peter and challenge our faith and get out of our comfort zone to follow Jesus. And then Ryan reminded us, as things are tense in our nation and in our neighborhoods even, Ryan reminded us that often our conflict is not just with neighbor or friend or coworker or family, but there's a lot of conflict happening at powers and principalities, that we are also part of a whole supernatural experience that's around us and a battle that fights and wages around us. And then Brent challenged us to be people in all of these things who are obedient, who say, yes, Jesus, we trust you, we follow you, we want to obey you. And then last week, we got to celebrate, and I loved last week because it's easy to think we have to pause celebration, and we have in some ways. We've had to, but there is a way that God's goodness continues, and we can celebrate God's goodness together. And this week, as we close out this series called Unpause, I want to challenge us this morning to continue to prioritize our relationship with Jesus, and to continue to prioritize our spiritual growth. And so this morning, we're going to talk about unpausing fruitfulness, unpausing spiritual growth. Will you pray with me, and then we'll jump into the word. God, thank you that you are always working, that you are always moving, and you are always longing for us to grow and be more like you, and we want to be. And so, Jesus, I pray this morning that as we talk about unpausing growth and fruitfulness, that you would do that in us. If there are places where we've needed your work and needed to be open to you growing us, God, would you change that this morning? I pray that there would be something that would shift in us as we hear your word. God, would you speak and would you move? We love you and we pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You have already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that your joy, my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Remain. Remain. We've heard this word a lot over the last 8 months, or some kind of synonym of it, right? We've been told by health officials and by governing officials, starting in March and then in April and May, and now again, because numbers are rising in Iowa of COVID, we've been told to remain. We've been told to shelter in place, to stay at home, to not go to work or to work from home or to do school from home. We've been encouraged, don't go on vacation, don't spend your holidays with family. Stay home, remain, 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 remain. And some of us are better at remaining than others. I'm not a great remainer, okay? I've tried hard, I will say, we've tried hard to follow CDC guidelines. We've tried to stay home and limit where we're going. We always wear masks in public, but I like to go. And I like to do, and I like freedom, and I like to be in the middle of where things are, and that's usually not at my house. So remaining has been really hard for me in this season. Anyone else? But more than the CDC or the World Health Organization or our governor, I have felt from Jesus, actually, an invitation to remain. So this passage of John 15 was highlighted to me early on in the pandemic. It was in April, and I remember it. I was on the third floor of our house in our attic because working from home, and I remember that morning. I was just discouraged. I was like, I can't do this. I want to gather with people. I want to worship with people. I want to be in meetings with people face to face, and little did I know that was April, you know, that I'd have months to come, but I remember that morning just being discouraged and defeated and saying, God, I need to hear from you, and opening scripture and looking through the Gospels, and I landed on John 15. And the word that was highlighted for me that morning was remain, remain, remain. And that's been a word, it's been an anchor for me in this season, in these last months, remain. And so that's what I want to share about this morning. In John 15, we see that Jesus is the vine and that we are the branches. And that passage, there's a lot of words in there, but it's simply saying, remain. Remain in the vine. You are the branches. And the way that branches produce fruit, the only way that branches produce fruit, the only way that branches are worth anything, that they live and produce what they're supposed to produce, is because of the vine. Life is in the vine. The sustenance for those branches to produce fruit is in the vine. It all begins and ends with remaining in the vine, remaining in Jesus. In fact, in that passage that I just read to you this morning, the word remain is used 10 times. Obviously, remain is an important thing. What is God saying? What does remain mean? And there's a few things I think it means. And the first is I always look at the context. It's good to understand a passage by looking what comes before it. And what happened right before this passage is that Jesus is talking to his disciples. And right before this, he's been with them eating supper, having the Last Supper. He was eating dinner with them. He washed their feet. And right before he talks about this remaining, he talks about how he's going to leave. And he tells them, a time is coming soon where I won't be with you. I'm leaving. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit, which is better, but I'm going to leave you. I'm like, this is confusing, right? He's saying, I'm leaving. He has this whole dinner and tells them all these important things. I'm leaving. Don't leave me. You know, remain in me. It's a little bit confusing. But I think what he's saying here is that it doesn't matter if he's physically with them or not. And what we see here is that remaining isn't about a space or a place, but it's about relationship. And he's saying, I'm going to leave you, but we can still remain together. I won't be here physically, but we can remain together. Remain in me, and I'm going to remain in you. I'm going to stay with you. He's told them that remaining isn't about space and place, but it's about relationship. And many of you are like, yeah, I already know that. Obviously, Jesus isn't physically, tangibly here with us this morning worshiping, though his Holy Spirit is, and he lives inside of us and in our hearts, right? We know what it's like to live without Jesus tangibly with us. But I still think that we actually do believe this lie, that remaining and being connected to Jesus and being connected to the vine has to do with space and place. Do you know how many people I've talked to over these months, myself included, who are like, I just feel disconnected from God because we haven't had church as usual, or because I've had to watch from church online. For those of you who are watching this morning, maybe you felt disconnected, right? It's hard to watch online. It doesn't feel like church feels. Or even when we got, even when we are here, we're wearing masks and we're not together and we're not talking and chatting and worshiping, you know, fully. And there's all kinds of ways where we're still not experiencing all that we could, right? And we miss that. Or maybe you can't gather with your Bible study, or you can't gather with people to talk about Jesus like you used to. But I'm telling you this morning that as we see in this passage, remaining isn't about space or place, if you can have it or not. It's good for us to gather. It's good for us to have intimate connection with Jesus together. But we don't have to have that in order to remain in Jesus. Remaining isn't about space and place. It's about relationship with God. And then the second thing I think, as I see in this passage in the context about remaining, is if you think about the word remain and even the definition of remain, remain implies that you're already there, right? Remain implies that you already are part of the vine. It's not this invitation from Jesus, remain in me, like, okay, how do I get there? You don't have to get there. The word remain has the word continue in the definition. Remaining means that you're already there. You're already in Jesus' love. You've already been loved by him. He says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Do you see what our role is? The Father loves Jesus. Jesus loves us. And we just remain. We just receive it. We're already there. You don't have to work or earn or strive for God's love. You don't have to strive for your place on the vine. You don't have to do that. You've already arrived. You're already there. You're already in the vine. You're already in Jesus' love. Your job is simply to remain, to sit there, to receive it, to enjoy it, to relish in it. You have access to God's love for you. Remain in it. Stay put. And then finally, looking at this translation in Greek, if you look at the Greek word for remain, it's meno. And I loved this definition. It means to abide or to continue. And again, continue is the implication, right? That you're already grafted into the vine. You don't have to work for that. So you abide, you continue. It says, do not depart, to stay, to tarry. That's a word we don't use often, but I like that word, to tarry. This idea of kind of lingering, to be present, to be held, to be hidden. John 15 is saying, abide in Jesus, be present with Jesus. Don't depart from Jesus. Stay with him and tarry with him. Linger. Be held. Be hidden in him. And this is the stuff that I struggle with. I struggle to stay and to linger and to tarry. I was even thinking this morning that hymn, Come Thou Fount, there's that line like, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. I'm like, yes, I always resonate with that line. I'm one of those people who struggles to stay and to linger. It feels countercultural, right? I want to go and run and do. And when things get hard, I go and run and do. And even when things are easy, I go and run and do. But COVID has forced me to linger. COVID has forced me to a place of remaining. And Jesus' invitation is to remain. I also love in this passage that he says, remain in me as I remain in you. It's this reciprocal thing. Essentially, that means that Jesus remains with you. If you look at the Greek definition, again, of all those words, it means that Jesus remains with you. Jesus abides with you. Jesus is present with you. Jesus won't depart from you. Jesus intends to stay, to tarry with you. Jesus is hidden in you. What a picture. This beautiful reciprocal relationship, you and Jesus. And this is where life is. This is where growth happens. And this is where fruit is born. This is the place where we find life, where we find life that brings fruit. We see that's what happens when we remain in the vine. Why do we want to remain in the vine? We want to have relationship with Jesus. And what happens as we remain in the vine and remain in relationship with Jesus? Fruit comes. Fruit is born. We produce fruit. Fruit doesn't happen when all we do is go and run and strategize and plan, right? We don't unpause our growth or unpause fruitfulness by doing more and making a bunch of efforts, right? No, what we see here is that fruit comes from the vine. Fruit comes from remaining in the vine. And what is that fruit? I think of Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. What is the fruit that's born as we remain in Jesus, as we remain in the vine? It's the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Is that not attractive? Is that not what the world needs right now? I long for these things to define me. I want to see these things in my, I wish my internal world was full of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness. I wish my external world was too. I wish my family was defined by love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and self-control. And I wish our community would be defined with this. And right now, given all the circumstance we're experiencing, I wish our nation was defined by love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Isn't that what you long for? I long for this. And then I immediately switch into this mode of going and doing and trying. There's this subtle deception, again, of like, okay, I want to make those things happen. I know a patient person. I want to be more like them. Like, I need to read up on this, you know? Just the other day, I was thinking, oh, I need to go back and reread these parenting books on how to be more patient and have more self-control with my kid. No, you know what I need to do, actually? Knowledge is great. Wisdom is great. But you know what I really need? I actually just need to remain in the vine. Remaining in the vine, remaining deeply connected and hidden in Jesus makes me a better mom, far more than reading about how to be patient does. There is this deception that we have to work or we have to strive. No, you remain in Jesus. And as you remain in Jesus, how encouraging is this? As you remain in Jesus, connected to him, loving him and letting him love you back, you just grow. It just happens that fruit is the result. You don't work for it. It just happens. Fruit is the natural result of you abiding, of you remaining, of you tarrying, lingering, staying in relationship with Jesus. That's how fruit is born. Remaining. And that's it. Staying connected to the vine. Why is that so hard for us? Why is that so hard for me? I want to produce. I want to make it happen. And that's why COVID's been hard, because all these things feel out of my control. And I'm like, shoot, I can't make ministry things happen. I can't make these people think this. I can't woo everyone into wanting to join InterVarsity or come to Ashworth or whatever. Like, I can't see them. I can't meet them. You know, I'm on Zoom. And there's a way that we want to make things happen, or we want to work and we want to strive for fruit and strive for results. And actually, it doesn't happen that way. It happens by remaining in Jesus, remaining in relationship with him. Love, joy, peace, patience, all those things happen in remaining with Jesus. So this morning, instead of continuing on and telling you all the ways we should remain and giving you ideas of how to do it, I thought it would be good for us to just take some time this morning and practice remaining. with Jesus. Practice remaining in the vine together. And I know that looks different for everyone. So some people love to connect and feel connected to Jesus by reading scripture. Some people like to pray, and you can pray, and you have lists, and you get up, and you go to bed at night praying and talking with God. Some of you journal, and you commune with God. You have this kind of abiding that happens through journaling or writing. Some of you like to get out in nature. But one way I love to practice remaining with Jesus is by sitting in scripture. And I mean sitting, like, and listening more deeply to what God is saying in scripture, not just rushing through it. There's an old practice called Lectio Divina, and it was started by the Benedictine monks in the 6th century, so it's kind of an older practice. But I have enjoyed incorporating this into my life. Essentially, Lectio Divina just means divine reading. It's this idea of being immersed in scripture rather than like kind of rushing through it. Like, I'm quick to like, oh, I got my like She Reads Truth. I got my verse on my phone for the day and like put it in my brain. Or I open my Bible and, you know, do a quick reading and I move on with my day. But this is something that actually causes me to kind of slow down and sit more in scripture and hear, what is God saying to me? What is the word for me? And to linger and to remain in God's word. So we're going to do that this morning. And there's 4 movements. So there's reading and reflecting and responding and resting. We're going to hear the passage 4 times. And each time you hear the passage, you'll be listening for something, or you'll be reflecting, or you'll be responding, or you'll be resting. So Tim's going to come up and he's going to play a little music underneath. And as you do this, I hope maybe you take this practice home with you and try it. You can use any scripture. I love the Psalms. There's all kinds of scriptures that you can use. But this morning I thought, you know what? Let's just remain in John 15. Let's linger here. Let's tarry in this passage with Jesus. And my prayer this morning is that he has a word for you. Maybe it's not the word remain like it is for me. Maybe there's something else in that scripture that God wants to reveal to you. But my prayer is that he'll speak to you this morning as we just take time to remain, to sit, to abide, to be hidden in Jesus. So I'm going to read this passage for us. And as I read it this morning, I want you to first listen for a word or a phrase that jumps out. So like I said, the word remain was so important for me. But just listen as you hear the passage, and it's going to be up on the screen, or as you read it and hear it. What's a word or phrase that seems to be highlighted? Is there something that sticks out to you? And you can get comfortable, you can close your eyes, you can watch the screen. John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If I keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Is there a word or phrase that God is highlighting for you? I'm going to read this again. And this movement is to reflect. If there's a word or a phrase that's sticking out to you, it feels like maybe God is bringing up or highlighting, I want you to reflect on that. What might God be saying to you? What might God want you to hear this morning through that word or that phrase in this passage? John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this that your joy may be complete. And as I read this passage a third time, this is part of the remaining and the lingering, sitting, letting the scripture immerse your mind and your heart. I want you to listen. This is the response, the movement of response. As you've listened, as you've heard a phrase or a word, tell Jesus. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give you a minute to tell him. What do you want to say to him? How do you want to respond to his word and the thing that he's highlighting to you? John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Take a minute. Respond to Jesus. Tell him thoughts that you're having or feelings that you're having as this passage is spoken. One last time. The last movement is rest or contemplation, where you just simply rest with the word that God has given you. So if you haven't yet, I'd say even just close your eyes, like get comfortable, lean back, rest in this word that's spoken over your life this morning. John 15, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.